USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The video shows a police officer in Tacoma, Washington, run over someone with her patrol car last night. Officers were responding to clear several vehicles and about 100 people who were blocking an intersection. Two witnesses tell King 5 what they saw.
You could see him kind of lift up on his, on his front tires, and then kind of figured he was going to stop, and then he just kept going, saw his back tires go over him. And
you can see the person under the car actually turn.
Police say the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. An independent investigation is underway. Impeachment managers are expected to deliver to the Senate an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump tomorrow. Pennsylvania Representative Madeline Dean tells CNN State of the Union that she expects the second impeachment trial against Trump to move quicker.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster.
The trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Someone accused of sending death threats to a Capitol police officer and member of Congress has been arrested. Story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. According to the DOJ, he was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A hearing is scheduled for Monday.
As many as 5,000 National Guard troops are expected to stay at the Capitol until March. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A member of former President Trump's coronavirus task force is about to retire. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The person who was the coordinator for former President Trump's coronavirus task force said she was reluctant to take the position and always thought about quitting. On CBS, Dr. Deborah Birx says longtime colleagues looked at her differently after taking the job.
I had to ask myself every morning, is there something that I think I can do that would be helpful in responding to this pandemic? And it's something I ask myself every night.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if Birx had some role in the new administration. Psaki said it was an excellent question and she would have to circle back with an answer. Birx said she plans to retire in about a month.
Athletics at the University of Michigan have been paused thanks to a coronavirus variant.
All athletic teams at the University of Michigan have had their activities put on a 14-day hold after a positive test for the coronavirus variant first identified in the UK. All athletes, coaches, and staffers are being ordered to quarantine, possibly for 2 weeks. The school has not said how its teams will be affected beyond that initial quarantine period. Both men's and women's basketball teams played on the road earlier this week and could have at least 4 games canceled or rescheduled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The UK has detected 77 cases of the variant from South Africa and 9 from Brazil. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.